When Warren Lipiet was diagnosed with leukemia, he was told he wouldn't live long enough to see his child's first day at school.
You know, I still become highly emotional when I think back to those days. Because she was 8 months pregnant. I was diagnosed with this particular disease, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and they thought at that point in time that I'd had it for 5 years and it had gone undiagnosed. And at that stage, life expectancy was around 10, so I'd had my five, so I'd have five left. So to think that, you know, one child is born and father is deceased is just, it's beyond thinking.
Conventional treatment failed to stop the disease progressing and he was running out of options. But then he joined a clinical trial for a new drug called Imbruvica. The 54-year-old is now in remission, working again and raising his two young daughters.
I look forward to them growing up and being around on their 21st birthday, being around on the day that they get married, which were simply prior to this period in time, it just wasn't an option for me.
At Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the federal government would subsidise the new drug.
It's life-saving, life-changing, and not just for patients like Warren, but for their families, for children that will have their fathers and mothers with them for years and years.
Under the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, the cost of treatment drops from $100,000 a year to less than $500. Leukemia Foundation Chief Executive Bill Petch says it's taken many years to get to that point.
Before that, obviously, several more years of the drug being in development. So it does take time to get these drugs to patients. And hopefully, the Leukemia Foundation is working on making that a faster process so patients can get access to new therapies sooner.
Around 1,500 Australians are diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia each year. It's a slow-moving but deadly disease. It starts in the blood-forming cells of bone marrow. As cancerous white blood cells build up, they spill into the bloodstream. Head of the Haematology Department at Royal North Shore Hospital, Professor Stephen Mulligan, explains how the new drug works by targeting a protein feeding the cancer cells.
There's a block to the survival and a block to the growth signal. And so the cells basically eventually die off, and it keeps the leukemia under very good control.
Doctors aren't calling the drug a cure, but the government's announcement means patients will have access to much-needed treatment without huge financial burden.